Good morning. Turning on to the next halacha, lo yilbash begadayim yikarim. A person should not wear incredibly valuable or pricey clothing. Ki davar zeh mivit hadam l'dei gava, because this can lead a person into a state of arrogance or haughtiness. V'lo begadim b'chutim me'od u'meluchlachim. You should also not wear dirty or very, cheap is the right word, clothing. Shlo yitbazeh b'enei habriyot, because you don't want to become scorned in the eyes of other people. Eliyu lo begadim u'mutzaim u'nekiyim. You want to have clean and middling clothes. An inspiring way to start the day, which should be as middling as possible. But what it sounds to me like, this can be expressed in the positive. This is a negative, what we should be trying to avoid, which is haughtiness and other scorn. But if we turn this around into the positive, what are we trying to achieve with what we dress? The answer is we're trying to achieve a sense of dignity in the eyes of others. We're trying to project an image of worth for other people, and also at the same time trying to achieve a sense of self-unimportance, a sense of self-disinterest, at the same time to avoid the pitfalls of narcissism, but also the pitfalls of other people thinking that we are worthless. And it strikes me this same equilibrium that we're trying to achieve, where we're trying to make sure that we don't overestimate our own worth while making sure that other people don't underestimate our worth, is the same equilibrium that's balanced in the Sanhedrin. We can talk about this when we get further into Shmos starting next week. But the Sanhedrin was juxtaposed right next to the Mizbech Adama, the altar that had earth inside. And the Siftei Kohen suggests that actually that conjunction between the Sanhedrin and that Mizbech is perfectly apt, because we want the Sanhedrin to know inside that they are earth, dust, and earth, but at the same time project that copper image that is gleaning and dignified and full of worth and power. And that's what we need in a leader, to maintain that self-image of earth while projecting the image to others that what they're doing is in fact significant, powerful, and worthy. And we are all in some ways leaders in that sense, trying to keep that equilibrium. And we don't have to do that as a Sanhedrin. We get to do that every day when we get dressed, to project an image of cleanliness and propriety, while at the same time not falling into the pitfalls of arrogance and making sure that we understand who we are.